I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Jordan has permitted Christian activity in the recent past, but reports suggest that's changing. In 2007, Jordan denied residence permits to at least 27 expatriate Christian families and individuals, most of which were working with local churches or studying at a seminary. Open Doors' Al Jansen is concerned for two reasons.
Does this mean that Jordan is going to become more of a radical Islamic country? The other thing that would concern me is that other Islamic countries might be encouraged by this example of Jordan, decide that they're going to start cracking down on Christians in their country as well.
Next, Faith Comes by Hearing's Morgan Jackson says most believers in areas where they work have never read the New Testament. That's why ministry starts with the church. A typical village becomes spellbound the moment the dramatized audio Bible begins playing.
Those churches then start a weekly listening program where all of the church listens. And then the people make decisions, as they do in communal societies, on what they're going to do. And so transformation or discipleship takes place. Then what happens in that village is these people, now full of the scriptures, take that same tool to nearby villages.
And the Evangelical Free Church Mission kicked off a two-day summit in Costa Rica. It's just the beginning of a three-year plan by the Latin America Training Network to develop the Spanish-speaking church. LATN offers internet master's study programs that allow Christians to learn without leaving their existing jobs and ministries. Their 10 new goals will help empower healthy evangelical leaders. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.